Cisco on Tuesday announced its second multi-billion dollar deal this month, a definitive agreement to acquire Starent Networks, a provider of IP-based mobile infrastructure for carriers, for about $2.9 billion U.S. dollars. The buyout comes in the heels of Cisco's roughly $3 billion buyout of video conferencing leader Tanberg, announced October 1st. Starent makes products that manage access from 2.5G, 3G, and 4G wireless networks to a mobile operator's packet core network. Starent's products are deployed in 3G, Wi-Fi, and WiMAX networks. Cisco has a significant investment in WiMAX, having bought Nvini Networks in 2007 for $330 million and winning a supply contract with Clearwire earlier this year. One of the 34 bugs Microsoft patched on Tuesday is more serious than it first appeared. 2 hours after initially reporting in its security bulletin that it was unaware of attacks exploiting a multimedia flaw in the Windows Media Runtime software, Microsoft revised its assessment. The software vendor now says that its initial bulletin was wrong, and it's in fact seen limited attacks trying to use the reported vulnerability. The flaw lies in the way the Windows Media Runtime software processes certain types of ASF, or Advanced Systems Format, files used by streaming media. Microsoft rates the issue as critical for Windows 2000, XP, Vista, and Windows Server users. In an effort to promote the general health of the web, Google will send webmasters snippets of malicious code in the hopes infected websites can be cleaned up faster. The new information will appear as part of Google's Webmaster Tools, a suite of tools that provide data about a website, such as site visits. Increasingly, cybercriminals seek to hack legitimate web pages and plant malicious software, since it may be a long time before those sites are cleaned up or detected, as opposed to a newly created domain. Intel on Tuesday reported strong third-quarter earnings that beat analyst expectations and were buoyed by what the company called momentum in the economy. The chipmaker reported third-quarter revenue of $9.39 billion U.S. dollars for the quarter that ended September 26, beating the $9.04 billion estimated by analysts polled by Thomson Reuters. Intel projected fourth-quarter revenue of $10.1 billion, plus or minus $400 million, while analysts are predicting Intel's revenue to be $9.5 billion in the fourth quarter. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.